This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Another Saturday episode of the show. We, as always, will take your calls and thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, joining you tonight, it's me, Ian.
I am Skyler with Savage Truth 603.
And I am a giant dork.
Indeed, also known as the Captain.
Our favorite dork.
So, welcome back to the show here, guys. Savage Truth 603 back in the house. What's it been, like a week?
It's been, just about that. But, you know, it's been wild times since the last time I saw you.
You're spending a lot of time out in Keene these days.
I'm thinking maybe I should move out this way, you know?
It's a good crew. We got a good group of folks out here. Although people seem to come in from all over the state today. At least that's the impression I got. For what was a mask-free, I believe it was called a flash mob?
So we do what's called a maskless flash mob. And
so you've done this before?
So actually, this is my first one, but
okay.
The people that I do a lot of work with on the activist front are, you know, we're involved in all these groups, so... Absolute Defiance, Frank Staples, he's Footloose.
Yeah, we've had him on. He came on our show during the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and we spent 3 hours interviewing him about his experience in New Hampshire prison.
Yeah, he really got railroaded by the system for some, you know, some very basic things, a piece of string and not wanting to, shave his beard.
Right.
And as a bearded brother, I can tell you.
Fellow beardo.
I'll give my life over this thing.
So he was kind of one of the organizers, I mean, for lack of a better term, even though everybody's a leader and there's actually some really interesting video footage where the cops are confronting folks outside. What happened was there is a co-op here in Keene that is a grocery store.
Yep.
And it's sort of like the most lefty grocery store out there.
Very unfriendly.
For our listeners unfamiliar, a co-op is just, it's a grocery store. It's kind of like Whole Foods, but you can buy a share of the co-op, so to speak, and then you get a reduced price on bulk items and things of that nature. It's a very hippie kind of...
The prices are jacked up at the store in general,
unless you're a member. When you check out, they ask if you're a member, and then if you're not, of course, they charge you the exorbitant prices. So, and, you know, it's very expensive a place to shop if you happen to live nearby.
Right in the heart of downtown Keene, which is already kind of like the liberal center of New Hampshire.
And this particular place is notorious for if somebody comes in without a mask being a-holes.
Yes, they're very unfriendly to anti-maskers, which is why this was the location that was chosen. They've harassed, you know, women with their children and other, you know, just regular citizens that want to go in there and do their business and not be accosted by people and not, you know, be made to feel like they're being pushed around. And
I believe there was one lady that even wrote a lengthy letter to the editor here in the newspaper in Keene about her really negative experience just trying to go shopping. So this particular store was noteworthy in the way they've been treating people, because some stores, they just ignore you.
Right.
Some, they may say something to you, but as long as you say, hey, I've got a medical exemption, they leave you alone. This store does not, from what I understand. Now,
absolutely not.
I have not shopped at this store, and I didn't shop at the store today. I went as sort of outside backup. We knew the cops were going to come, so I wanted to be on the outside with a video camera, because this was a newsworthy event.
Just,
I don't shop there, so I felt like it's not my place to go in with a video camera there. But luckily, Joe was there from Breaking the Flaw, and
yes,
he followed, went in and showed as much as he could show.
The man with the real badge, the press badge, that is.
Exactly.
Before we get too deep into the events of today, I just want to say that flash mobs, if you're not familiar with the concept, they were kind of big with... the, you know, we'll call them the most common social media, you know, Zuckerberg's for the what was it called, the Arab Spring, right?
This was
a tool that activists used to organize these flash mobs to show up and protest at certain areas, right? Everybody get online, they join a group and say, hey, we're going to have a flash mob at this time, this date, at this location.
Yeah, you can't use Facebook for that anymore.
No, of course
not. Down.
But I just want to say thank you for using that, because it is a great tool that I think, you know, since Facebook has sort of put the kibosh on it, lost a little bit of momentum within the activist movements, but it is still a great idea, and I think flash mobs could catch on and could catch fire to make this type of movement, or any social movement really, an even bigger thing.
Well, and this was organized successfully in that the target was not aware that this was going to happen. The word had gotten out that there was going to be something that happened in Keene, because the owner of Pho Keene Great, which is the local pho noodle restaurant here in Keene, she received a message from somebody saying, oh, these idiots are going to be coming to Keene. You know, they're coming to your restaurant. Because actually what happened was people met at the pho noodle place first and then walked over to the target location.
Yeah.
So the location really wasn't revealed until the moment of the actual strike, if you will.
And I just want to say that part of the reason that we were able to do that successfully was because we didn't use Facebook. We used Telegram. So if anybody wants to get added to any sort of activism chats, you can reach out to any one of us, and we can get you added to groups for, you know, maskless flash mobs or rallies at, you know, in Newfields, at, you know, in the governor's neighborhood.
Those are for people that are in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Or can come up and visit, because there is a lot going on up here. You mentioned the governor's house.
Yep.
You guys had a really interesting situation the other day with him, and I don't think we've had you on since that happened. So let's go a little further back than what happened today. This was an incredible success. You got a tip from somebody.
That's right.
About where Sununu, Governor Sununu here, who, you know, I'd like to rather call the Tyrant King.
Yes, yep.
Tyrant King Sununu was going
to... His Excellency.
He was actually going to leave his house...
The Ivory Tower.
...and go out into where the little people are. He attended a tapping of the trees at, like, a maple farm, right?
Yeah. They're a dairy farm, but they do maple stuff, too. Yep.
So that was the whole thing. He was, you know, he's schmoozing, right? It's a photo op event. They brought their kids out, and he's, like, tapping the tree with the kids around him. And in the background, you posted this picture, there's Joa from Breaking the Flaw standing in the background of this, like, you know, perfect shot with the governor and the kids and the tapping the tree. So you guys infiltrated this event.
So I got a tip from somebody, and I just want to say that I'm forever grateful for this tip, because it was, you know, they gave me some information and helped me get there. And, you know, our intent was specifically just to get close enough to the governor to ask him some pointed questions.
He doesn't want to answer any.
Absolutely not. He won't say anything in the media unless
you're the mainstream media.
Unless it's scripted.
Yeah.
And right. even nobody asked the pointed questions. And so that's what we went there to do, was to put some pressure on him and to make him answer to the things that he has done to local businesses here in New Hampshire and to the citizens that he supposedly is supposed to be representing, you know? And it was, I got a little bit of flack because we went in there with masks on, and that was by design so that we could get in there and get set up. And
all's fair in love and war.
That's right. You know, sometimes you have, you know, you use disguises. It's no different. That's
absolutely.
We just wanted to not get noticed until we were firmly planted.
They do the same thing to us. You know, they send an agent into our midst. They're not going to be putting a mask on. Right?
You want to talk about unmarked police cars?
Yeah.
Or the police officer that was at the event that refused to identify himself in plain clothes?
You mean the governor's guard?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, the interesting thing was, since you bring him up, normally Sununu and his predecessors as well in New Hampshire, the governor has one agent that's assigned to them generally.
Okay. Right.
They're with them all the time. They're just their personal bodyguard. It's not like New York. I don't know how many people this Cuomo guy's got assigned to him, but it's got to be way more than one. He's probably got a phalanx of cops assigned to him. So there's way less as far as the sort of government structure here in New Hampshire. But since Sununu has been targeted at his house by multiple protests, of which I have attended, I think Captain Newman was one of them,
The first one, I think.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've done multiple weekly protests at this guy's house. And he had dozens of cops. There were at least two dozen cops there when you got arrested.
Yes.
Standing around during a candlelight vigil. And I figured he'd have more than one agent with him, just given all of the action. Nope, it was just one. Apparently just one guy.
We blindsided him.
And you guys got to ask him some really poignant questions. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, this is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is
The number is 603-283-6160. We were talking about the mask-free flash mob that showed up today at a local lefty granola grocer here in Keene.
The hippie grocery, as I like to call it.
Yeah, the Monadnock Co-op. Like I said, I don't shop at the place, so I didn't feel like I should be going into it. But I did stay on the outside, got some good footage out there. Joa from Breaking the Flaw got some great footage on the inside. So I'm putting together a video, sort of like an overview of what happened using both of those camera views. And then also Skylar is here from Savage Truth 603, which you can check him out on YouTube. You got some footage, which I haven't had a chance to even look at yet. So if I can, you know, if I can mix it all together, I will. That'll be coming out later on the Free Keen YouTube channel. Maybe if they don't shut down my channel, I had somebody actually challenge a 11-year-old video on my channel over the last few days.
Are you sure it's somebody?
Or an algorithm.
Right. Maybe it is an algorithm.
Yeah. Because this has been happening on multiple social medias where they change the algorithm and then they go ahead and they just apply it to everything regardless of the date. So people have been getting flagged for stuff they posted a decade ago and, you know, given, you know, a ban or a 30-day timeout or whatever it is these social media companies decide to do because they change their algorithm every now and again, and then it goes back and it sort of looks for anything that's ever been posted that violates whatever.
Well, the craziest thing was it was a 15-second long promo for freekeen.com.
Oh, weird.
I mean, it's... there's not much content in this thing at all. And so, you know, I'm like, what is it that was so offensive? It said it was, like, harmful and dangerous content. And, like, the worst this thing shows is somebody getting arrested. You know, like a clip of somebody getting handcuffs put on
them. It is harmful and dangerous to get arrested.
But it's effectively news content.
Right.
You know, it's like, what was it? When I showed it to the group here, the local libertarian chat on Telegram, Vincent, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, said, oh, it must have been the Gadsden. Because apparently at like one point in one of the video clips, somebody in the background has a Gadsden flag. It was like at a protest where there's, you know, 130 people or
whatever.
That's
madness.
And but I don't know. I don't know what it was that triggered this thing.
Yeah. And you never will.
Well, and here's the other thing. There was another one with just Penn Jillette saying he wants to move to Keene. That one got tripped. And that
horrible.
One didn't have a Gadsden flag in
horrifying.
It.
Horrifying.
Now, I appealed both of them.
Yeah.
These are both 15-second long, you know, little promos. They said, okay, the Penn one's fine, but the other one is no good. It violates our hateful or harmful, you know, dangerous policy. And so I've got a strike on the channel because of that. So maybe this video will make it to Freekeen, or maybe the channel's going to get taken down soon. But luckily, we've got a library channel. And so one of the things I want to do is make a library promotional video. I mean, I've talked about library before.
Yeah.
I've written blog posts about library. We've had the Freekeen YouTube channel has been backed up by library, and it saved our ass a couple of times with a couple of videos that YouTube took down and library preserved. So, like, it's worked. I'm a fan of it, and I have been wanting to focus more on library, and now, you know, I've got the extra reason to say, all right, look, let's put a promo video for library on the YouTube channel to actually direct people over before they shut us down.
Man, I remember before Google bought YouTube, when YouTube was actually cool and it would show, you know, videos by actual people that were popular or made popular by actual people. Now, if you sign out of all of your Google stuff and then go to YouTube.com,
see what's on the front page.
See what's on the front page. It's all very much well-produced content by
like
all
CNN,
of the big media companies. MSNBC,
people,
sponsored, all that kind of stuff.
So it's gone total corporate.
It's so disgusting.
So all of that's going on here. We went to this grocery store. We'll get back into that, but also take your calls. So let's talk to Jerome. He's on the line in South Carolina. Jerome, listening to WTMA. Go ahead. In Charleston.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not moving to Keene, okay?
Oh, thank
you. So you
goodness.
Don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind going out for a drink with you, Jerome, but we definitely don't need more liberals moving here.
No.
Yeah, right. Hey, did you hear Ron Johnson say tonight?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm not a conservative. You can bet on that.
Well, we know that.
Especially after Ron Johnson. That dummy.
Ron Johnson?
Yeah.
You mean Ron Paul? Who you talking about?
Yeah, he's one of Trump's bootlickers.
Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
Who is he?
That's his real name, okay?
What is
he? Pick it up with him. Yeah, he said that the insurrection or the riot You know, where all the crazy, all the white people went crazy and
Whoa, come on, man. Why we got to put race into it, bro?
Well, what was the racial makeup of the crowd?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this, Jerome.
Hold on, I'll tell you this. I mean, I'm in New Hampshire, which isn't the most diverse place
racially. Oh, you don't need to tell me the racial makeup of New
Hampshire. Hey, are you going to listen to what I have to say here? Because I went to
I
don't support Trump, and you know that, Jerome. You called the show back. I don't support any president. I don't want a federal government, but... after Trump, you know, lost the election, they had these Stop the Steal rallies in Concord. And I just wanted to go to do outreach. I want to talk to people about secession. So I've been to Black Lives Matter. I've been to the Stop the Steal. I don't care. Wherever people are, where there's a group of people, I'm going to be there so I can give them information about whatever it was I want to give them information about. And in this case, I was there to talk about secession. Hold on, Jerome. Hold on. There were two guys at this New Hampshire protest who were black guys who spoke at the protest.
Don't give me that, okay? Don't give me... There you go. Now, there you go.
You brought it up.
Where's the race going to bring up a...
Hey, listen, if there was two black guys there at this rally of 100 people, that is... The percentage there is way better than higher than the percentage in New Hampshire in general because it's a predominantly white state. So if there was a couple black people there, that's a huge support deal.
Yeah, yes. They were well spoken. They spoke at the event and I thought,
oh, here you go. Well spoken. Okay. Hey, but he said that he wasn't worried about all the crazy wackos at that insurrection in Washington, D.C. But he said if they were black and they were protesting Obama, complaining about an election,
this is what you're missing, Jerome. I guarantee you there were black people in that group of people in Washington, D.C., and there were probably Asian people and, you know, Indian people and all kinds of people. I mean, you'd be surprised at how diverse the Trump fans are.
Jerome.
Look. He brought up race, okay? He did it. I didn't do it.
You called in to bring it up? Yeah, he talking about race?
He brought up the race.
I need to make a point right now, my man. All right. I'm a white man, and I was arrested for putting two stickers up, bro. We've seen people burn cities down, black, white, blue, brown, gay, straight. It doesn't matter, but. I am a white man who was arrested for two stickers and for trying to have a candlelight vigil. So,
look, he said he would not have been worried. He wasn't worried that the people acting like that were white. If they were black, that would be a problem for him.
Well, there's plenty of racist people, Jerome.
Yeah,
I mean, there's plenty of racist people in Washington D.C. and it sounds like you found another one. I mean, that's not a surprise.
Sounds like maybe you are one.
It could be. He is a little obsessed with race.
When you're obsessed with race, you're inherently racist.
I do have Scott the Bigot on the line. Should we conference call
Scott the Bigot, bro?
STD and Jerome?
Is this a fight to the death?
I don't know.
Will Moore.
See, hang on. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stimulus money is on its way, according to the Treasury Department. Americans could begin seeing their payments when the latest COVID relief bill hit their bank account as early as this weekend. The Internal Revenue Service says that people can begin to check on the status of their payments starting Monday on their website. The first round of those payments will be sent out via direct deposit, with paper checks and debit cards being mailed out later this month. And as vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across the country, more than 101 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., with nearly 20% of the country having received at least one dose. About 2.3 million shots a day are being administered, with that number expected to quickly increase as more states expand eligibility for the vaccine, with Michigan the latest state to announce an expansion. All Michigan residents 16 and older will be eligible for the shot starting on April the 5th. This is USA Radio News. Calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation in the wake of multiple scandals continue to increase. Wendy King has the latest from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer became the latest members of New York's congressional delegation to call on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over several accusations of sexual misconduct and harassment. They joined the majority of the state's members in the House in the growing tide of lawmakers that are urging the defiant governor to step down. Cuomo repeated his denial of the allegations on Friday and said he would not resign. Earlier, Congressman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, said Cuomo had lost the confidence of New Yorkers. He is also under fire for the misconduct allegations and a scandal on his failure to report nursing home deaths connected with COVID-19. The New York State Assembly has now opened an impeachment investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, live Saturday show. A number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
I am Skyler with Savage Truth 603.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And also, for a long time, liberty-minded people have wanted a directory of freedom-friendly businesses. And now you got it. It's liberty.menu. It is a great little tool, and it's free to use. So if there's something that you do, maybe you're a content creator, like Savage Truth 603.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've got an event that you want to promote, like ForkFest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival or some other thing. You can do those things and or just promote your business there over at liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, which means our next two callers do not qualify. But you can over at liberty.menu. We're going to bring Jerome back on the line here, but I do want to just bring in Scott the Bigot. Jerome does want to talk to you, Scott. Now, I just wanted to get you on here because I know you were calling for another reason. You were on hold before we took Jerome's call. So what was the point of your call tonight?
Good evening, Ian, Skyler, and Captain. This is my point that I call. Using the words of Martin Luther King, since Jerome's on the I have a dream. I have a dream, too, and this is my dream. I have a dream that 70 to 80 million, 100 million unemployed, hungry, homeless, furious Americans, disenfranchised, will rise up against this evil Zionist occupied government. And when some people don't think that I'm talking in double talk, what do I mean by Zionist occupied government? If I need to spell it out, I will. The same folks that control Wall Street, the media, Michael Bloomberg, Lloyd Blank, Feinstein, Goldman Sachs.
What would that rise up? You're talking about a rise up. What would that look like? What do you think that means?
It would look like 100 million Americans marching on Washington, armed with their firearms, which they have under the U.S. Constitution, the Second Amendment. And I want to see the overthrow of the United States government. I know what I'm saying.
Now, when you say the overthrow, that suggests that you want someone to take the power. You want to overthrow the existing structure and someone
That's
to take
right.
over?
So That's
who,
right.
who would be the takeover people?
That's a very good question. Maybe, but you asked me a question and I will give you an answer and not sugarcoat it. Maybe someone along the lines of if there could be a coalition made between the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, right-wing groups that the
What
FBI
if I don't want anybody to take over? What if I don't want anyone to control my life?
Well, you're going to have somebody to fill the void, and
that's
now
the problem.
Also, be careful who you call right-wing, because I'm sure that there are plenty of Three Percenters out there that would not appreciate being called right-wing.
I want to bring Jerome on the line here. Jerome, you just heard Scott the Bigot's plans. He wants to take down the federal government. You're on the line with Scott the Bigot. Your thoughts?
He's an anti-Semite. He doesn't cover that up very good. Hey, Scott, did you like the Oklahoma basketball announcer and what he said about the women's team taking the knee? Did you like that comment?
What was that? I hadn't heard about it.
I didn't even hear that. I didn't even hear it.
Well, hey, turn the news on. They'll play it enough for you. He made a racial slur because the women's team took a knee. I said, and then he said the reason he did is because he's diabetic. That's a damn lie.
Is that the
you
guy
know
with
what?
The hot
I'm
mic?
A diabetic. I'm a diabetic. I don't use language like that because of my diabetes, okay? I don't use that as an excuse to use a racist slur on a bunch of innocent women just for a mild protest about, inequality in this country.
Hey, Jerome, hang on for a minute. Jerome, hang on for a minute. I believe you're talking about, was this the guy who got caught with the hot mic?
Yeah.
Okay. I have heard this.
He should have put that hot mic in his butt.
An announcer.
Should have been a poker.
Hot mic in his butt. Yeah. An announcer at this women's basketball game thought the mic was off or muted or whatever, and it was not. And he ended up saying some pretty hateful terms.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was broadcast
towards
over the loudspeaker.
Towards who?
He used the N-word.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, bad news.
I got another one for you. Oh, Georgetown's kicking Creighton's ass in basketball. Creighton basketball coach, he said, oh, we can't leave the plantation. Just a one-game suspension. Now he's back on the sidelines coaching. Oh, I couldn't wait to play with a guy like that if I was a player.
Let's give the Bigot a chance to respond. Go ahead, Scott.
I'm a Semite. Yeah, you call me an anti-Semite. I'm proud to be an anti-Semite.
You are. You don't make any doubt. You don't make any bones about it.
I am proud of it because, first of all, I'm Jewish, and I'm associated.
Oh, you can't be Jewish. Anti-Semite because you're Jewish, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You can't be an anti-Semite if you're Jewish.
No, I think he's saying he is. I think he's admitting.
I'm a self-hating Jew, and I'll tell you why, Jerome, why I despise the Jewish people. I see a lot of evil in the world, and when I mean evil, I'm talking about let's start with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was created in 1913. It's the Rothschild personal bank. It has brought untold misery to the United States. It's lost 97% of its value. It has enslaved the American people. And I heard you mention Ian Ron Paul, Dr. Paul.
Ron Johnson.
He is definitely for destroying the Federal Reserve, taking it down. But the power
Ron
of the
Johnson.
Will never take it
no,
down.
No, no, no. Jerome, he's talking about Ron Paul is a completely different person.
He's a clown.
Well, okay.
Careful. That's my granddad, bro.
Yeah, finally, we're going to disagree on something here.
Ron Paul's a clown.
No, so Jerome,
daddy's a clown, too.
Jerome, what do you think
about... His son's a clown.
Hold on, Jerome. What do you think about what Scott said about the Federal Reserve? I mean, can we come together on this one? Like, that, you know, do you agree that it should be gotten rid of, that we don't need the government money that's being inflated? What do you think about that?
Look, all I can say is this. In this country, we can always do better, okay? There's no question about that. That's my only response to all this government talk. We can always do better to benefit everyone.
Okay, so does that mean
the sooner we do that, the better it'll be for our country.
Okay, does that mean that you do support the takedown of the Federal Reserve?
No, I don't. I'm not going to commit to something like that. All I can say is we can always do better.
Okay. All right. I just dropped him off the line. I didn't mean to do that. So thank you.
I wanted to ask Jerome a question.
I don't think he's there anymore.
I wonder what he thinks of Reverend Farrakhan.
Farrakhan? Oh.
Yeah, because Farrakhan, I agree with a lot of his views. I think he's a great man, and I think that he speaks very well for the Nation of Islam, which is an organization that I support. It's a hate-filled group of people
that likely murdered Malcolm X. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott the Bigot, and apologies to Jerome. I didn't mean to hit the drop button.
Scott continues to surprise me.
With his hatred?
Yeah.
Stupidity knows no bounds, my friends.
Just when you think, all the tricks he's going to pull out of his bag of goodies when he calls, he just slides a new one in there. You're like, okay.
Leaves you kind of speechless. You're like, where do we go from here?
My flabber is gassed.
Next thing you know, he joins the Nation of Islam as their newest self-hating Jewish member.
Yeah, okay.
How can you be, like, I feel like, man, your life must be really bad if you were, like, if you hate yourself for your own lineage.
Yeah.
That's rough, bro.
And hate everybody else at the same time. I mean, that the man is just full of hatred.
Yes.
And it's sad.
Tough way to live.
603-283-6160. Well, you know, they couldn't really come together on anything there, but, yeah, it could have been worse. I suppose.
Yeah, it wasn't a train wreck.
No, it wasn't.
I anticipated train wreck, so anything not train wreck is a bonus.
603-283-6160. That's our number. You can bring up what you want here. We were talking earlier about this mask-free flash mob that hit a grocery store here in Keene, New Hampshire today. Video is available on the Breaking the Flaw YouTube channel right now because Joe was there. He streamed live for like an hour. So you get everything from when they were walking in towards, you know, when they left the premises after the police came. It's going to make for a really interesting video once I can put everything together. But, Skyler, you went inside the grocery store, and this was your first time doing this. I remember seeing there was another event in Nashua where Footloose and some other guys went to a Hannaford grocery store there. And that one, they got kicked out when the police came. They were told they were trespassed for a year. This one went way better, I had to say, than the one that did it at Hannaford. We'll talk a little bit more about it. 603-283-6160, and you can share your thoughts with us. Is this going on where you live? It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the show where you can call in and take control of the OH. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you're in the studio, you got to in.
I am Skyler with Savage Truth 603.
And I am Captain Kickass.
We got a lot to talk about. Of course, open phones means you can call in to bring up anything you want. The overarching topic tonight, and I wish it didn't have to be, was these damn masks. You just keep shoving them in people's faces. Now, to be fair, there are some states that are finally rolling back the mask mandate.
Yeah, there's now 15 mask-free states.
Really?
My last count.
Wow. And strangely, New Hampshire is not one of them.
Well, it's not strange at this point. I mean,
no, it's not.
The so-called live free or die state has been less than stellar in the last year. It's been a real disappointment. New Hampshire, I expected better from the
people. To say the least.
Here, I really did. I expected more pushback.
Yeah.
You know, you live in Concord, Skyler. I imagine it's almost as bad, if not worse, there than here in Keenan. I was in Walmart the other day, and it was total compliance, with the exception of me and Bonnie. We were the only two people in the store.
Nobody pushes it. And it's really funny when they, like, people look at me, and you can see the reaction, like, come across their face. Like, they see, like, this, and then they see the rest of my face, and they're like, wow, he's smiling at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is abnormal, but I really like it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's weird to be, like, the exception because people can see my whole face, and I have a beard.
Yeah, how dystopian is it that normal face is now the exception?
Yeah.
Yep, it's crazy. And so we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We were talking about a mask-free protest sort of thing, shopping event that went on today. We can get back into that, but we're going to go to your calls first. First up, he is Ben in South Carolina. Ben, listening on the radio to WTMA there in Charleston.
Thank you.
Yes, Ben.
Well, actually, it's Alex in Myrtle's Inlet.
Okay, I really screwed that one up.
In Myrtle Beach, but I do listen to WTMA.
All right, well, I don't know how the hell that happened. Go ahead, Alex. Sorry about that.
Hey, it's all good. You know, down here in the South, we just take it easy, and we're, hey, it's okay.
Cool.
I want to talk about the mask thing, and after, honestly, at time, I want a quickly after that about Cuomo, not the sexual harassment things, but anyway. But quickly, I have to respond to Jerome. I was born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina. I went to school. I was listening to Jerome. I love listening, hearing Jerome on your show. And you know what? I love listening to your show because it's the one show that gets back to reality. I mean, you guys have, I think, the best show. But listen to Jerome. He is a product of, listen, I was born, I'm not the same age as Jerome, but probably I'm a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I think I'm an independent. I'm all over. And listen, actually, the more I listen to you guys, the more I'm thankful I'm not Republican or Democrat.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still trying to get there. It's a work in progress. But Jerome is a product of, all four of my grandparents were Republican. They're in the South, mm-hmm. South Carolina, and I don't recall any kind of racial, anything ever being said, not anything like this or that. And one set of my grandparents went out in the country and, and but the people out there had Confederate flags. It wasn't about, like, KKK. It was nothing like that. But Jerome's a product of where these politicians get in and they sell them this hatred. And I'm quickly, and I'm going to get the subject. I lived for about a year in Williamsburg County in South Carolina with Jim Clyburn, who was my representative. And he just pushes this hatred, which unfortunately people like Jerome and Jim Clyburn and others, and I'll say Barack Obama, uses hatred to corral people into voting a certain way. That's not why I called.
Well, hold on, before you go on though, it's really about dividing people.
Yes,
yes, it is.
That's the politician's game. They want to divide people, and they divide them on false lines. Like, there are actual divisions between people as far as what they believe and what they don't. That's fine. People are different, and they're, varieties of the spice of life and all that. But they use it in a very hateful manner. They want you to fear the other.
And hate them.
Right. Rather than just simply allowing that person to be, allowing that person to have the life that they want, whether it be a trans person or whether it be a, straight person or whatever, just letting them have their life, they want you to think that, oh, that person's a threat to you.
Well, and for example, right now, the way politicians and the media are spinning the whole mask thing is they want the mask people to hate the non-mask people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
they want to
fear them, too.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, I've seen people freak out to a point, like you were talking about the lady today that you bumped into at your flash mob event, where she almost broke down in tears because of how she felt about seeing somebody unmasked. And I mean, people will freak out on you just for being normal face.
Well, there's actually video footage in the video from Joa from Breaking the Flaw, where an old guy is actually threatening to hit another old guy.
Yeah.
He's got like a rolled up bunch of nickels in his hands, and he's ready to sock him in the face because he's not wearing a mask.
He told me he hopes I die.
Yeah, that's right. He was outside
He said, "I hope that you die." So wait a minute.
Oh, nice.
Let me get this straight. So you're wearing two-face diapers so that you can prevent people from dying.
Right.
But you hope I die.
Yeah. He said that's what he said.
Something doesn't work.
All right, Alex. What else?
Yeah, well, quickly on top of that, I'd say for a number of years, I did live in Charleston and downtown Charleston, but I didn't know anything about it. So really a hotspot food and beverage. I worked down there in the hospitality business, food and beverage restaurants. And I could hear these real repercussions. And that when I remember when Bush was in office, and I'd quickly go off it. When Bush was in, people had the radio on. I'm not getting the details. Bashing Bush. And as soon as Barack Obama was elected, you can talk about Barack Obama. He's like a saint. And then fast forward, before I left Charleston with Trump, even to Bassett, you could not say something about, it depends on who was running for president. And there were repercussions. I remember really actually incidents and actually with, it got political down. If you've ever worked in a kitchen, a restaurant, and things should get pretty hot. So I don't want to talk about that. The mask thing. I live here in actually Myrtle's Inlet, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle's Inlet. And I love your show because you guys really get down to reality. I think more people.
You got to spit it out, man. Get to the point.
Okay. And yet, the mass thing. Joe Biden talking about the mass thing and giving this speech. Oh, well, I have 4th of July, maybe one day. Listen, I live right here in Myrtle Beach, Myrtle's Inlet. And we had this on Surfside Beach. There's a big barbecue and people are there. And today I took my daughter to the beach. I rode down to Marsh Walk with all these restaurant people out there. The restaurants are packed, and you know what I'm saying?
Are people wearing masks in these restaurants, or are they mask-free?
I don't know. I didn't go into them, but I know that I just drove down that way by this restaurant. The restaurants are packed,
a lot of cars out
but
there.
People
That's
are
good.
Out.
That's good. I'm glad to see that people are going out. Alex, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Dave is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's, the difference between Washington and Idaho is literally night and day. Just before the count started getting into the teens of the rest of the states jumping on board with this no mask crap,
mm-hmm.
Well, Idaho already did their big mask burning day. I mean, we had burn barrels all over the state,
nice.
And people
proud of you,
were
bro.
Chucking their masks.
Because
nice. They realize this is a psychological crap game. This has nothing to do with the flu bug. This is all psychological and political. So
yeah.
We said, no, we ain't doing it. So ain't doing it.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures from that. It looked great. They had like little kids going up and dropping their, you know, dropping masks in these big oil can, you know, can fires. Just it was really impressive. I hope that we see similar things happening here in New Hampshire this coming week.
One thing I will say is that masks do not burn like that you would expect them to. They just melt.
I found this out at Forkfest last year when my band FUD played a set at the campsite,
yep.
And we attempted to burn a mask, and we should have
melted.
Yeah, we should have poured some lighter fluid on it, or something. We had, you know, an extinguisher prepped and some water, you know, that kind of a thing. Fire safety first, right? But we went to burn it like during the show, and it just wouldn't light. I was so upset.
You didn't try it beforehand. That's what you should have prepared.
Well, we only had one.
That's good.
I think we found it on the ground somewhere. You know, yeah.
Thanks,
so
Dave.
So you guys all out on the what I consider East Coast, or
yeah.
You know, out east, eastwards of say past you're past Montana.
This
and,
is New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're definitely past Montana.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because I'm 50 years old. I live off grid. I'm tucked up in the corner in the woods. Off grid means no, I don't have battery banks and solar panels and all that junk. Yeah. And I don't get corrupted with all your CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, none of that BS.
Well, I'm glad you're still somehow able to watch our video feed. So thanks for, that's how he said he was watching it tonight. Thanks for being out there, Dave. I do appreciate it. We got another hour, 2 hours actually to go. Here we got a full 3 hour long show every single night, 7 nights a week. If you want to join us, you can. Our number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be, you know, mask related or whatever. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.